This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. See, with something mean, supposed to be me believe. But I showed that be so awesome and that down it be amazing. But enough about me, yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it was for the fans, it would have been killed a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Diddy mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Ready M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Behold,
Trophy Hole.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the special birthday edition of Donnie. This is episode 247 of Trophy Whores. I'm your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, I yield to no one.
Does everybody hear that?
No, I don't hear your pizza.
No, it's a butt whooping coming.
Ooh.
All I hear are school bells because you guys are going to get schooled.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the trophy counts right here. And I've got all you guys beat.
Combined.
Living in the past. There's a new era coming, all right?
That's the thing, though. Like, I am such a baby in the world of trophies, I can just earn all of the trophies. And I will.
A baby all in right. The world of trophies. Before all the smack talking starting, let's get everybody here introduced first. The other person with us is Donnie.
What up, dope people? It is me birthday, and me and Tricky use improper English by saying me first, saying it's me birthday, and Tricky saying special edition of Donnie instead of Donnie's.
I was winging it. Okay, now with the upcoming trophy war, I felt it only... It's only justifiable that we bring on the Poot Crew. So as right now we have two members of Remember the Poot with us, with a third to come, and then hopefully Alex will actually show up on this episode. And then later in the show, a little foreshadowing, we actually have a MP3 of our fifth member who wanted to send a message to the Poot Crew. So let's introduce the Poot Crew that's here now, and that is the King Poot himself, Frosty.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Frosty here from Remember the Loot, the manager of the great one, Daryl. See, Daryl is right now he is training. He is practicing. He is getting ready for this war, so he could not be with us right now. So consider yourself blessed, because if he was here, you'd be bowing down before him.
Yeah, he had to go out and buy his bunion pillow for the hemorrhoids that we're going to give him.
Tricky. First of all, it's a donut. All right.
What was that, Donnie?
You got off a good one. Unfortunately, you got it off in the early part of the show because you're not going to get another one.
Oh, believe me, they are coming.
That's what they said.
Also with us is B-Button Guy.
Hello. I traveled through space and time to lay down a smackdown in this trophy war against the trophy Who's a What's It's. So let's do this.
All right. And we have a late arriving Mr. Alex Saundasaurus Rex himself.
Who's too scared to be here with us right now.
Hello, everyone.
Well, we got the Poot Crew here, and I know that you haven't been here.
Well, hold on. Previously. You introduce me to the Poot Crew, because I don't really know them as well as you all do.
All right, well,
doesn't matter who the Poot Crew is.
You know, I knew he was going to do that, and I wanted him to do that so bad.
Somebody wants some thunderous SmackDown talk? Let's fucking go.
Oh, man, that was such greatness right there.
Alex, it's good to have you here with us tonight. It's a good thing your wife freed you up so you could do this with us. It's a good thing you got your leapfrog working. I'm really, really stoked you got Skype working on your leapfrog. That's really impressive.
My leapfrog? I don't own a leapfrog, nor have I ever owned a leapfrog. If you would like to contribute to our GoFundMe for better podcasting equipment, we'd be more than happy to have your donation.
Was that a plug? Wow.
you've left him speechless so early in the show. All right, let's do as we do every week and give you our updated trophy count. I am level 28, total trophies of 6,690 with a plat count of 48. Donnie?
I have yet to find the agenda in my email yet.
Donnie is level 27, total trophies of 5,784 and a plat count of 77.
Negative 33 on trophies?
I'm going to let you get away with it this episode. Alex?
Level 25, 4,954 trophies and 65 platinums in 64 games.
Mr. I yield to no one.
Level 21, trophy count of 3,738 and a platinum count of 45.
All right. Daryl is not here. His measly trophy count is level 17, total trophies of 2,877 and a pathetic 15 plats.
Don't you have to have 20 plats at least before you can sit at the big boys table?
You have to have at least 20 plats before you can ride this ride that we're graciously allowing them to go on in the month of March. T-Bird is also not here. He is a level 7 with a total trophies of 300. Yes, I said 300, not 3,000. 365. So apparently he's getting one trophy a day for the last year. And somewhere along that year, he got one plat.
In Bloodborne.
have these guys had their PlayStations for like 2 months or something? What's going on here?
They haven't even gotten their platinum tetanus shots yet. Frosty?
I am a level 12 with 954 trophies and one platinum. No duplicates, no chump games. I wasn't as blessed as you guys were. My mama did not buy me a PS3 for Christmas when it first came out. And I didn't play all them kitty games. I didn't play all them Lego games. I didn't play.
Your mama didn't love you.
But that will change. All right, that will change.
Her love for you will change, or the station will change.
My trophy count will change this month. God help me. Thank you, Jesus. Look, all right, I got one platinum.
That so platinum, you're going to get two next month.
Hey, let's not make this about me, all right? Look, I have one platinum in Bloodborne. Yes, I said it, Bloodborne, and that was no easy task.
You will get an applause for that. That is a very commendable platinum.
Yes, yes, yes.
You are earning your way to the big boy table.
And I might do what Tricky did. I might order a Japanese version, European version. I might even order a copy from Chile. All right. I don't even know if Chile has Bloodborne, but I'm going to order it, and I'm going to play it, and I'm going to platinum it. It's going to be devastation in this war. All right. Y'all just don't even know.
All right. B-button boy.
Who's that?
That would be you, chump.
Ah, well, my trophies level thing is 5.
Level.
126 total, no plats, 5 golds, 21 silver thingamabobs, and 100 bronze. But like I said, since I'm a baby in this world of trophies and I have access to pretty much every PS4 game imaginable, I can do this.
You hear that? Imaginable. The boy's he's sitting in money, all right? He could buy any game he wants today, but he doesn't, and he spares you. You should thank him.
Yeah, don't let that no PS Plus thing notification ignore you. I mean, like, whatever. I'm just so caught up in this war. I'm so focused on it. I can't think straight, can't speak straight. But I'm going to lay down the smackdown, and it's going to come up in your face, and it's going to take you down around town.
All right, pound cake. You sound really well white
downtown.
Right now.
He's so focused on this war, he's not even earning trophies.
I'm not, because I'm playing Dark Souls.
Donnie, it sounds to me like B-Button Boy just, he tried to flow on you a little bit. Do you have a counter back for him?
Nah, I don't want to hurt white people's feelings.
All right, so why don't you not hurt anybody's feelings and tell us what you've been playing this week, Donnie?
Nothing but Metal Gear 5. I've been on them FOB missions like crazy, and it's the new one that they have out. Like each week they give out I guess the team of Konami or whoever who do I fight? I forget the name of the actual team, but I believe it's the company's team. They put out FOB missions.
Not Kojima,
but the team of Konami.
Konami.
Or Konami.
Yeah. Or Suck-Dami.
Or Konami.
Suck Clan. No.
But anyway, they put out missions to for you to go in the last week, and you get like massive points if you beat them or complete them. And I've been going through those, and this one that got out now is just giving me gray hair like crazy, because I'm dying in the most dumb ways that anyone who knows Metal Gear can die, and it's making me very, very upset. But I have got I've been slacking on my key dispatch missions, because I want to save that plat for tomorrow, which is the war, because I don't think I'm going to be able to get that many trophies. Because
don't do it tomorrow.
Yeah, the war doesn't start till Tuesday. Donnie,
war starts Tuesday.
Well, it's going to take some time to get it anyway, because it takes real time hours, like three. If it says 3 hours and 17 minutes to complete that mission, it's going to take for real 3 hours. And so I got to leave it on the system on with Metal Gear booted up for 3 hours and 17 minutes to actually complete one mission. So it's going to take time anyway.
Yeah, it's 3 hours game time.
Yeah, 3 hours like game actually, time.
3 hours of actually playing the game.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is, I have some Station 3 games that I can play, and I just boot up both of them and send out missions on the Station 4 and be playing Station 3. So that's what I'm going to... Yeah, that's all I'm going to be doing. I mean, that's all I've been playing.
I'm going to give you a pro tip, Donnie. If you see a Playboy on the ground, don't walk over to it. It's a trap.
Bad with those pictures. They got
in Donnie's case, it's a Playgirl magazine.
Wait, girls like to play too. Oh, wait a minute.
Speaking of Metal Gear,
hold on, guys. I got a call.
That's legit my phone.
Alex, what have you been playing, buddy?
So I'm probably going to catch some shit for this from the Remember the Loot crew, but I've been playing Lego Marvel Super Heroes. It's of course a game that Christine and I are playing together. So
oh my god. Just kidding. Go ahead.
No. Okay. But I was gonna say I'm not tricky here. So you can't look at my games that I played and be like, wow, this guy's a chump. So I will stand behind Lego Marvel, because if you're a Marvel fan, it is nothing but fan service with how many characters and references they have in there. So I'm saying any Marvel fan can enjoy it. So I've been playing that and just kind of gearing up for the war, getting straight in my head what I'm gonna play. To maximize my plat total for the month and send the Remember the Loot crew home to SmackDown, because the big boys play on Raw, since we're making all these wrestling references here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll be Velocity where we send Sunday Night Heat, where we send the Remember the Loot crew.
Sunday Night Heat?
What was that, WCW, the Thursday Night Thunder or whatever?
Thunder.
It was? Oh, God, that was terrible.
It was terrible.
that was WCW.
Yeah, I know.
Main so event, bad. Ernest the Cat Miller versus Glacier.
Wow.
Yeah. Or Disco Inferno versus Alex Wright. You pick and choose as you like. But that's about it. Lego Marvel, and then just kind of getting my head what I want to play for the war. I've talked a little bit with the guys, and in Skype and secrecy, Tricky was supposed to compile a list of stuff that we should, you know. But he never did. It's okay. I got this, Tricky. I do my own research. Five minutes of research on Google, I'll tell you that much.
I was going to say that Alex has been sending text messages back and forth like, hey, what do you think about this game? What do you think about that game? And I talked to the Loot guys, or excuse me, the Poot guys, and they're like, is Alex going to even show up? And I'm like, considering the strategy sessions that Alex has sent back and forth with me, I'd be more worried about Alex than any member of our team.
Earned 3 Platinums in a month and a half since getting the PlayStation. So, quite frankly, if someone thinks I'm not going to show up, they got some bad news coming their way.
Well, good. I can just ride his coattails.
No, you bring the awesome. You don't ride coattails. You are front and center.
That is awesome. True. I've got my own strategy getting ready to unfold starting Tuesday.
Speaking of showing up, the Disco Inferno of the podcast world, Daryl has finally showed up.
Finally, the Great One has come back to Trophy Hall.
Excuse me, sir. We've already had one rock reference here on this show. You're not allowed to do any more.
What?
Right. Hold on, wait, nobody comes in here and steals the great one's thunder.
What?
Pause 1 second. Daryl, are you recording?
I'm
always. It doesn't matter if you're recording!
What?
What?
Welcome to Trophy Horse.
What?
You know, Alex, you always walk around here talking about John 3:16. Well, Frosty 3:16.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, listen here, you thong-wearing fatty. You don't interrupt the great one when I talk about recording. You understand me, boy? When I come on this show, all heads bowed, everyone silence. You heard me. You heard me?
This show is going off the rails.
What? Look, we're about to be involved in a war here, Tricky. You had to expect this, and if you didn't, well.
Oh, I absolutely. That's why I brought the. That's why I brought the Puku Ron. Somebody's even blowing their nose. Awesome audio right there.
This is going to be great entertainment for the tens, just the 10 viewers that are going to listen to this.
There's no viewers.
Watchers, listeners, jammers, whatever they're called.
We call them voyeurs.
You're spending too much time with Frosty over there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got to keep it consistent, man.
Look.
I'm always
all
live.
All you little ladies, all you little girls, y'all can sit here and y'all can talk. The bottom line is this. I came onto this show to lay down some ground rules, to lay some smack down on you trophy hoochies. And the bottom line is this. March 1st, we start this thing, we kick it off. All consoles allowed. We freaking start playing. I'm going to show up. The Loot Crew's going to show up. Tricky Mick and the Funky Bunch say they're going to show up. But here's what I know. What I know is you got Donnie, Mr. Donnie 2016, who shows up week in and week out, whether it's his birthday, whether it's Christmas, whether it's Valentine's Day. Yes, I said on Valentine's Day. He shows up. He does his part. And he freaking carries these little Rudy Poo trophy hoochies. We got this new guy, this new cat, this out of nowhere, Lucia, coming in like a wrecking ball saying, oh, I'm gonna get on PlayStation Now and I'm gonna play all these games. You know what? You can take your PlayStation Now, you can turn it sideways, and you can shove it straight up your candy keister because you ain't nobody. You got, I yield to the Loot Crew, who's got PTSD, PlayStation freaking ridiculousness, who's going to be like, I don't even know what a trophy is, but I'm going to go get one. I need someone to play my games with me. You got Sondasaurus, who says, you know what, this is what gets me, this grinds my gears. You got the guy who shows up to the show the least, who listens to the least amount of podcasts, who calls himself a quote-unquote, for all the voyeurs, podcaster. Talks the most junk, but has the least to show for it. Bro, come at me. The challenge has been laid, all right? The ground rules have been set. You show up March 1st, you play your games, you pop your trophies, all right? First place is going to be the bronze trophy. It's going to be the freaking most trophies
earned. Hold on.
Whoa.
We're going to get permission. We are going
to
get into all of that.
There's a reason why I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. You don't come up Space Mountain, Tricky, unless I take you there.
We will get into all that later.
Woo!
We're still in the middle.
Woo! Woo!
You know what?
Yield.
desk.
Yield. Whoa. What have you been playing, buddy?
Thank you, Vice.
You know,
sir,
I mean, Gene.
I gotta let Flair get over his stuff first.
Woo! You know what?
You don't stop Flair. Flair will not stop.
16 time proven gamer podcast champion of the world. Woo!
Yeah, you know what? Why don't you pop your 16th platinum before you even step up to the plate?
15 times platinum champion.
I gotta say, either someone's having an identity crisis or someone doesn't know their wrestling references very well, because somebody's mixing up here.
Oh, you didn't know?
Thank you, Mr. Well, that Vice President.
Candy Keister better call somebody.
All right, here, Road Dogg.
We gotta keep the show moving, Mr. Vice President. But thank you so very much.
Okay, Yield, what have you been playing, sir?
Oh, let's see here.
I've been playing with my lefty. I've been playing with my righty. I've been playing with my Hermy. But I can tell you right now what I yield to the loot has not been played, and that is the PlayStation. He's an undercover Nintendo fan.
I have earned more trophies in a month than the five of them combined. So we'll just say that.
Because I've been raining some podcast Xbox freaking D on the Xbox. That's right. I've been getting cheese, sucker butts. I've been getting cheese. I got more achievements than y'all got trophies. It ain't even fair. Y'all can't compete with me. I decided I was going to come down from my Xbox White Knight high horse. I was going to grab this PlayStation, this failing group of PlayStation Rudy Poos, and I said, you know what, guys? I'm going to join your little Proven Gamer group. I'm going to lead this thing to greatness, and I am going to start something that's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great. I'm going to build up this community. I said, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I told Frosty? I said, Frosty, you know what I'm going to do?
You're actually going to play a real console for once?
He says, what are you going to do, great one? I said, Frosty, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to get these PlayStation jabronis. I'm going to get them all together. I'm going to come up with a great little thing so they can be a part of me, a part of us, a part of what we do. I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start this little trophy war. I'm going to dangle some little PlayStation carrots in front of them. I said, let's get them all excited so we can lay a smack down, so I can drop some elbows, so I can pop some plats. I'm going to pop more plats than Alex. I'm just calling it right now. It is what it is. I get hyped. I pop plats. I stay hyped.
You know,
the only contender you got, Rudy Pooh, the only one you got in the group of jabronis that is the trophy hose is Donnie. Donnie is the wild card. Donnie is the muscle. Donnie is the best you got. 77 plats.
I gotta be honest. If I knew this was the way this episode was gonna go, I was just gonna go listen to a bunch of 13-year-olds impersonate some wrestlers on YouTube.
So what you're saying is you're ready to call it quits. Go ahead and forfeit now. Do them a favor and don't embarrass them. The reason why you don't listen to the Great One Show is because you are afraid, and we know it. It's all good, bro. It's all good. Get in line.
No, because there's tons of other better things I could be doing, like huffing glue, or rolling rubber bands into a giant ball, or throwing bananas at a wall, or hitting my hand with a tack hammer. I mean, there's a ton of better things that I could be doing than listening to Remember the Loot.
What's wrong with throwing bananas at a wall?
It's wasteful, man.
Whoa,
come on.
Whoa, bro.
There are starving people in this world. And
Frosty didn't care about anything until you started abusing the bananas.
I'm going to lay it down here right now. The president of Proven Gamer, Donnie, you as my witness, I'm telling you, what's going to happen is I'm going to come in this thing swinging, kicking, guns a-blaring, and Alex is going to be like, you know what? I've got better things to do with my time, guys. I'm out. I don't know what it is, but I'm out. He's going to quit. He's going to tap out. You're either going to tap or you're going to snap, brother.
Okay. Do all of that. Yo, did you ever talk about what you were playing?
No.
Okay. Daryl, I'm going to have to mute you for the time being. Yield, what have you been playing?
Woo! Mafia 2, Lara Croft and Temple of Osiris, Firewatch, Enemy Front, Rock Band 4, Rocket League, and Rocket Birds on the Vita.
All right. I'm skipping Daryl right now. I'm going to go to B Button Boy. What have you been playing?
You're confusing the audience, man. They'll never be able to find me online if they look for B Button Boy. They might get something else.
Well, but, you must be confused like somebody would actually want to find you online.
Ooh, ouch. That hurt. Anyway, I've been playing Slashy Souls, which is the Bandai game that they put out today in honor of Dark Souls 3 coming out. It's a little like iOS game. It's actually pretty difficult, so it's true to the Souls games. Other than that, Street Fighter and Dark Souls 2. Mostly Dark Souls 2, though.
All right, Frosty.
Playing a lot of Street Fighter. Really enjoying it. Waiting on the cinematic story mode whenever it comes out. 8 months from now. But
they should have been there at launch.
Yeah, pretty much. Playing that, I dove back into some more Rainbow Six.
I'm looking forward to getting the plat in that this month, this coming month. I have a lot of terrorists to kill. Pretty much all the rest of my trophies are the terrorist hunt trophies. So I'm looking forward to that. That's about it. I've been playing a little bit of Dark Souls 2 as well. I'm right there at the end of the game, so I need to go ahead and just take that plunge and try to beat it and just wait for Dark Souls 3.
All right. I don't know why I'm doing this. Daryl, what have you been playing? We've lost Daryl.
He's got better things to do.
All right. While we're waiting for Daryl to find his balls again, I have been playing Rise of the Tomb Raider on my X-Bone.
You ain't even playing PlayStation. Oh, my God.
I'm not playing PlayStation because I'm waiting until Tuesday.
My God.
Because I'm not like a little bitch-ass Daryl who's playing PlayStation games and popping trophies early and bitching and whining about it on my show.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Didn't you do that same thing?
I didn't pop any trophies early.
Mm-hmm. You preed.
I what?
You preed.
My brood.
You preed?
No, see, no, because the poot crew, namely Daryl, decided to call me out and give me a zero in the achievement war. So I went out, bought an X-Bone, and then within 2 days, accumulated more achievement points than Frosty did all month long.
Dude, I don't play it. Dude, I borrowed a shoddy 360 from a guy at work. I don't even play his anymore. The control don't even work, man. The right joystick's sticky.
You know what?
Look at this library. I got CSI Fatal Conspiracy, Plants vs. Zombies.
That's an easy.
Wait, CSI Fatal Conspiracy? Who the fuck are you making fun of with games?
I played that game for like 10 minutes. It's terrible. I got,
No, what is terrible is your decision making.
Well, in this particular achievement hunt, it was. I'll give you that. Rainbow Six Vegas 1 and 2, which I thought I could breeze through the game on the hardest difficulty. I was wrong. And then I got bored with it and went back to the PS4, my home. I can't do it.
All right, Daryl, did you find your balls yet? I guess not.
I think he hurt his feelings when you muted him.
I actually didn't mute him. I just told him. Basically, he was like, hey, just shut up for a minute. All right, so I guess we'll get into our topics, which is ironic because Dale should be here for our first topic. Our first topic is Resident Evil 6, 5, and 4 are coming to the PlayStation 4 and X-Bone this year. All three games will cost $20. Resident Evil 6 will release on March 29th. Resident Evil will be coming later. Resident Evil 5 will be coming later this summer. And Resident Evil 4 will come in the fall. You can get a physical copy of the game if you live in the United States. Resident Evil 6 will release, will include all the additional post-launch content from the original version.
Why are they counting backwards?
Well, there's a speculation saying that they're leading up to the best game in the series out of those three games.
yeah, that's something fans will make up.
It's debatable because some people say 4 was the best one, some people say 6 was the best one.
No, 5 was the best one. Look,
listen. I'm just saying.
I've never heard anybody say 6 was the best one.
If there is a debate, it's that 5 might be better than 4. I can't say that because I've never played 4. I really enjoyed 5, but no one's saying 6 is better than anything. The only good part about 6 is when you fight the Phantaconda, the Phantom Anaconda. That's the only good part of that game.
4 is worlds better than 5.
Yeah.
5 is light years better than 6.
Yeah. That's how you put it. You know what? I look at it as giving us the worst to get it out the way. That's how I look at it.
I'm excited. I'm just throwing it out there. I get to beat Resident
Evil. As am I.
I get to beat Resident Evil 4 for like the 10th time. I've beaten that thing on GameCube twice, on the Wii, Game Boy Color, Neo Geo.
Wait a minute. They put it on the Wii?
Yes, it was on the Wii.
Probably the eShop or N-Shop.
Wow. No, it originally came out for the Wii.
Yeah, it was physical. Yeah.
No.
Yes. Yeah,
I beat it for the. I'm telling you.
Resident Evil 4 originally came out for the Wii.
No. It originally came out for the GameCube and was released for the Wii later.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. I'm going to say, man, confusing the heck out of me.
GameCube, PS2, Wii, in that order. And then it came out on 360 Marketplace and it's been released like 8 other times since. So
I was on the phone with the Resident Daryl finding out where the hell he went. He said he had to go find his ball, so he'll be back.
No. You see, the referees came and they had to take me backstage because I was getting a little too jacked and people starting to get scared. They said, whoa, great one. You're going to make the little baby Sondasaurus run away, and he's going to stop. He said he's going to quit. So I was like, well, okay, I'll calm down. I'll go to the back. I'll headbutt a few lockers. I'll eat some glass, and I'm back.
Daryl, tone it down, or you're going to make Alex vote for Bernie Sanders.
Feel the bird. Oh, yeah.
All right, so, Daryl, how... Apparently, I missed the part where you jumped in before. How are you feeling about this Resident Evil collection coming?
It's part of my Fave 5. Resident Evil 4, Resident Evil 5. Resident Evil 6 is a little questionable, but I still had a good time.
As diehard of a fan as you are, you cannot accept that this game was bad. Just say it, Daryl.
Because it wasn't bad. Honestly, let's break it down. I'll break it down for you, Jabroni, like the same way I'm going to break down this war for these trophy hoes. Resident Evil 6 gave you a universe that was just ripe for the picking, all right? It gave you a group of characters that you love, that you know, and it gave you the freedom to roll and shoot and kick zombies in the nuts. And the fact is, you could do it.
They took everything you knew about Resident Evil and threw it all to hell.
Here's what they did.
Mr. Vice President, are you serious right there?
I am 100% serious. Here's what they did. They said, okay, there is a marketplace of people screaming, we want fast-paced action. We want that Call of Duty money.
Here is
Capcom. I'm not saying it's right, but it happened.
People wasn't screaming out for Resident Evil.
No. They have the casual Rudy Poos out there were saying, we want Call of Duty. And then you have Capcom saying, we want Call of Duty money, we want Call of Duty money. So then they say, well, here's this fantastic IP that only makes the best of games, and what we're going to do is we're going to mold it, we're going to give these Rudy Poos over here what they want, hoping that they'll buy our game. And the bottom line is, the core survival horror guys like us didn't really care for that. And here's the way I see it, all right? Now, it was not a Resident Evil by traditional standards, but it gave us Resident Evil, and it allowed us to run through the place and do things that otherwise we wouldn't be able to do. Now, I enjoyed it. I gave them my money multiple times. I had my fun with it. I'll play it again. I will get the platinum. That's right, Alex. I said it. I'm going to get the platinum. Those things that you're terrified of, that I will be getting more than you all month long. I'm going to get the platinum, and then I'm going to go on and play the next Resident Evil game.
Hey,
and I just hope, guess what? Still talking.
Hold on. Hey, lame one there. I have the platinum in 5, 6, and Resident Evil Revelations, the only three Resident Evils I've ever played, so there you go.
Well, congratulations. You finally did something with your life.
You weren't old enough to play the old ones.
Hey, well, I just want to say this, then we can move on about the whole Resident Evil thing that you said that they gave us. Okay, they gave us Leon and Chris, and who cares about Ashley? You know, who heck cares about freaking Wesker's offspring? That suckerful person.
The guy from Prison Break?
And then on top of that, what could have been one of the best moments in video game history when Leon and Chris finally meet up? Like, we've been waiting for this in all of Resident Evil history. And then they just say, hey, you got her. Don't shoot her. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
And that was it. You never see them ever again. I'm like, that could have been one of the best moments in video game history, and that's what happened. It was basically the very last scene before the credits roll in the new Star Wars. They're staring at each other back and forth, and then left. Oh my goodness.
Hey Donnie, is that the part where Han Solo dies at the end of Star Wars Force Awakens and his son, boom, drop the mic.
Moving on to our next topic, Rocket League is getting some new DLC in the form of the Batmobile. It will be coming in March and will cost a price point of $2. The new content will release on the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC simultaneously. And before you ask, the Batmobile that we're getting is the Batmobile from Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice.
Tank.
What other Batmobile will we get?
The Adam West one?
Or the Tumblr from the Dark Knight series?
Skip both of those.
Adam West.
It's not the Batmobile we need. It's the one we deserve.
Well, why do we reserve it? Because we're all Batman.
Well, let's talk about some things we may or may not deserve, and that is some free games for PlayStation Plus. The lineup for March has been revealed. Due to the vote, Broforce will be our free game. Along with Galaxy. Broforce was previously revealed as a PlayStation Plus game for March. Since the run-and-gun action game won the vote to play contest, Galaxy is joining the game on the PlayStation 4 side. On the PS3 side, is going to be offering Super Stardust HD and The Last Guy. Vita owners can look forward to Flame Over and Reality Fighters.
You know what? I gotta say this.
Donnie, first of all, go download it.
I'm somewhat glad that my Plus is about to end in March. Because I don't care about this, any of this. And then on top of that,
I don't care about playing Broforce with you either.
Well, that's what I'm about to say. And it's not just Broforce. It's about that type of or look of games. Like, I told you how I felt about indies. I told you how I felt about indie style.
You hate them.
And I hate this probably more than indie games, period, is that for us to be in this day and age of technology, let alone how far video games have come, and we're now on the Station 4 era, possibly them working on the Station 5 right now, just haven't announced it yet. I'm just throwing it out there. And then for you to give us a freaking 2-bit looking game in this day and age, I freaking hate that more than anything. Like, I do not want to spend my money on a game that looks like I'm playing with blocks in modern day time right now. And they're constantly making games like that. They're constantly giving us those freaking 6-bit games, 8-bit games for Station 4 on up.
That price tag, though.
No, I don't care if it's free. I don't even want to pay free for blocks.
All right, how about playing the Hitman beta for free?
I don't want to play that bullcrap for blocks. I mean, for free.
If you're a PlayStation Plus subscriber, you'll get exclusive access into a Hitman beta starting on March 4th. Square Enix has also released the Hitman open cinematic trailer, so you can go check that out. The beta will be around only for a weekend, with the game releasing a week later on March 11th.
Sign me up. I love Hitman.
I love Hitman, but I'm not feeling this episode bullcrap. And I did see gameplay of it, and to me, it seemed like they downgraded it a little bit.
I'm with you.
Yeah, and I'm not feeling that. First, you give us episode video games, or what you call it, episodic games of a. Far as I know, it was a triple A title, and then on top of that, you downgrade it.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about it.
I'm very worried about it.
I love the direction they were going, Absolution, and then it looks like they're straying away from that. To do more of like Blood Money kind of, you know, style. I don't know. We'll see.
Absolution was where it was at, man. I thought they could only get better from this day forward when it came to the Hitman after Absolution. I'm like, this is off the chain Hitman type stuff. Like, I can't wait to be a Hitman in real life now.
I know. I'm gonna go shoot somebody in the face and go back.
Well, let's talk about somebody shooting something in the face, and that is Sony shooting the PlayStation Vita TV in the face because it's now discontinued in Japan.
Good. They must have heard our discussion a few weeks back, or was it last week?
Japan.
In an article from Destructoid, They have said the PlayStation TV is a wonderful little device, at least in theory. The PlayStation Vita variant provides a great way to play portable games on a larger screen. It also costs significantly less than the handheld and supports PlayStation Now streaming and PlayStation 4 remote play. Trouble is, it also inherited the Vita's problems. The memory cards are still far too expensive, and other than small Japanese studios and indie developers, there aren't many game makers interested in producing original software for the device.
Including Sony Computer Entertainment.
And to make matters worse, many Vita titles do not offer any sort of compatibility with the PlayStation TV. For whatever reason, the PlayStation TV never caught on in Japan. According to the latest data from Japanese sales trafficking outfit Media Create, as of this January, the machine has only amassed a total of 185,000 domestic sales in its lifetime since launching in November 2013.
Well, no one needed to buy that because everybody else had a Vita.
That is true.
Wait, so, I thought some of the TV or station TV was like a new cable box or another cable box. Isn't that some of it too? Also?
No.
Oh.
That's PlayStation View.
View, that's what it is. My bad.
How are you on a PlayStation podcast and you don't know this?
I do know this, man. I just mixed them two things up. That's all. I wouldn't know how to reference it if I didn't know it.
Hey, it's Donnie's birthday. Give him a break.
Yeah, this
is some bad news for Mr. Resident Daryl, who recently just went out and bought a PlayStation Vita TV.
He did.
I mean, that was an un-vice presidential move, man.
Hey, man. Presidents make bad decisions.
Yeah. I don't know. Wasting money sounds like a good presidential or vice presidential thing to do.
You know what?
Touche.
Touche on that. Touche.
Well, at least he's not making any bad decisions like our current vice president.
And crickets for Tricky when he and you wanted to do a politics podcast, man?
I told you, Tricky, you weren't going to be able to get another one in here, man.
I got to be honest. I thought it was a segue. I was waiting for it.
All right. Now, it is time to address the elephant in the room, because that is the end of our topics. We need to sit down and get the rules together for the trophy war. Mr. Resident Daryl has said he's going to be in and out. I don't know if he's currently here. Mr. Daryl, are you here, sir? He is not. All right. So
he's
Frosty
scaring the kids
as
again.
So Frosty as the second in charge of the Poot crew, I'm going to elect you to go over the rules with us. Now, the rules are simply stating that all consoles are available. Is that correct, Mr. Frosty?
That is correct. And by the way, it is loot, L-O-O-T, not P-O-O-T. Homie don't play. No, homie certainly don't play that.
Oh, it is definitely Poot.
As soon as the trophy horse title, it's official.
But that is correct. All platforms, including the PS3, PS4, PSP.
Oh, for real? Happy birthday, Tekken Sucks. I just saw it. I'm sorry. I had to.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Okay.
PS2, PS1. Just kidding. Nah. But yeah.
Okay, now, there has been a little bit of a going back between me and Daryl as far as the trophies. Now, what we can agree on is there is going to be a bronze, silver, gold, and platinum trophy awarded. The bronze trophy will be for the most trophies earned in the month. The silver trophy will be awarded for the rarest trophy earned in the month. And the gold trophy will be awarded for the most platinums awarded in the month. Now, it is fair to say that this is going to be a 5-on-5 trophy war. So, as in individual achievements, so the total plats will count as a team. So, if Donnie earns 5, Alex earns 5, Yield earns 5, I earn 5, and Lucia earns 5, then we have 25 as a total. Vice versa, same with the Poot crew over there.
Correct.
Now, as far as my understanding, there will be actual trophies made. Mr. Daryl has decided to make actual trophies. And what me and Daryl had agreed on is...
I've seen those. Those are impressive, Daryl. I've seen those. Those are sweet.
What we have agreed on is that even though this is a team-based war, if we win the most trophies, the team member that actually got the most trophies in the month will be awarded, will be sent that trophy to have on display.
Correct.
What we are disagreeing about is because Mr. Dale has said he has had a conversation with Alex about what the platinum trophy should be.
Okay.
Alex, you have suggested to Daryl what the platinum should be. I am going to let you say your side of what you think the platinum should be.
I don't think that was it. My main point in this was I don't think you should be able to set yourself up. If you go back to a game that you haven't played in a while and you get a platinum, that's kosher. I don't think you should be able to like get everything but one trophy in February and then get a platinum in March 1st and have that. I just think that's lame.
Like
that
banking platinums.
Yeah, that was my point. I didn't have an issue with the platinum. I mean, what Daryl had told me and he said in the chat was that the platinum would be a clean sweep. So the platinum trophy would be if one team won the gold, bronze, and silver, which I don't take issue with. Because if you win all three of those, it doesn't matter what the other team wins. I don't think if one team wins the gold, bronze, and silver, and then you have a separate platinum that another team wins, I don't think the team that wins one trophy should be allowed to win the war if the other team won all three other trophies.
Again, with that, the whole clean sweep thing, it's like it's a error with that, which I mentioned. I don't know if you heard it or the comment that I made about you guys' previous trophies war amongst yourselves, is that clean sweep thing is like extremely, like the platinum for this, it's hard, like extremely hard, because if one gets like, let's say if one gets the rarest trophy, nobody else gets it, and one other person gets something else, nobody else gets it, nobody could ever get the platinum. And that's kind of like one of those trophies to where to me, I look at that as like one of those online trophies to where if I don't get it while the servers are here, then that trophy is now gone and I have no way of ever getting that trophy now.
Right. I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
We understand what you're saying, Donnie, but that's the point, is like, in order to get a platinum, keeping to tradition of what a platinum trophy is, you have to get all the other trophies before you earn the platinum. So while you may never get it, but that you should strive to get it.
And I hear
but
you.
Hold on, as a whole,
I got to comment on that.
No. But I just want to let you know, and I mean, I know you know this already. We don't have to worry about not earning the trophy because the whore crew is going to clean sweep the categories.
I hear you on that, Tricky. I do. But the thing about it is, when it comes to trophies on a PlayStation, period, whether it is an online trophy and you do have to depend on somebody else to get that trophy, the trophy is always there for you to get. So no matter what, it's never an option unless servers do go down, period. So in order, this clean sweep thing is a never if nobody never gets it, ever.
Well, what I suggested to Daryl was that the platinum trophy should be awarded to the team that wins two out of three categories.
I mean, if you win the trophy war, you kind of win the platinum, to be honest.
That was my point, is that if we win two out of three categories, or the Poot Crew wins two out of three categories, they win the platinum trophy.
And I kind of like that, because that makes it seem like, well, because we're not like, that makes it seem like we're the victors. Like, everybody, you know, like, if this is a race, the winner gets the gold medal, silver medal, bronze medal. So whoever is the overall winner, that's their platinum. That right there can solve the clean sweep crisis.
The bronze trophy is pretty cut and dry. I mean, whoever earns the most trophies, that's including platinums. Because even if you pop a platinum, that would be counted as one trophy.
Yeah, and that right there.
That also counts as the rarest trophy.
It can.
Yeah, that should count as an automatic common for any trophy war, most trophies.
I'm thinking maybe bronze, silver, and gold should be individual trophies, and the platinum be the team trophy.
That could work for me too.
You know, maybe we just didn't think about that because we have gold as the... Okay, gold is the most platinums. Okay, here we go. Silver is the rarest trophy. Then
right, and we need to clarify that for a second. I don't want to cut you off. We need to clarify that because you, upon conversation with Daryl about this, the rarest trophy is the rarest trophy at the end of the month. So if you pop a rare trophy at the beginning of the month, and for some reason...
A lot of people get it.
Right. Throughout the course of the month, you...
Now, what are we using to determine the rarest trophy? Are we using PlayStation profiles or what Sony says?
I can't remember what we decided. Well,
Dr. Trophy, your actual trophy list on the PlayStation 4 tells you how rare it is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Are we using Sony? Because I don't know what Sony uses.
Well, so... Sony uses their databases where PSN profile only uses people that actually signed up for PSN profiles.
Okay, so we're going to use Sony's then.
I would assume so. Yeah, okay. I'd say the fairest thing.
Yeah, I say that's the fairest.
Right. So straight on our PlayStation 4?
That's fine. I just want to make sure that I know
whatever the rarity says on the PlayStation 4
okay.
is the rarity we're going to go with.
I agree with that. That's fine. I think that's what we agreed with when we discussed amongst ourselves, too, because it's just the easiest one to, you know, because the PSN profiles is for like the super stupid hardcore trophy whores. You guys, you know.
All right, before we actually go into further discussion about this, I do have a message from our fifth member who could not be on this episode but wanted to send a message on.
Hey, everyone. It's Mark here, a.k.a. Ion Vane, the three-time guest on Trophy Horrors from the Proving Gamers. And I'm supposed to be acknowledging and addressing the competition of trophies against the remember the boo or poo or whoever they are that like those dudes, but I'm not gonna do that because honestly, it's beneath me. It's I don't have the time. I'm already prepping myself for the victory. I'm already prepping myself for the games and all the trophies I'm going to get. I mean, personally, I mean, I'm a member of Trophy Horrors, but realistically, I mean, I could easily win the competition if it was just me by myself, but it's a team-based thing, so you know what, I'm just there to add more numbers. I mean, it happens. So yeah, I don't know, other guys who guests made this challenge, I mean, I wish you guys good luck. Have fun with, you know, playing Hannah Montana and your Lego games. I guess because that's probably gonna get trophies. I'll be too busy probably getting a platinum every other day. Maybe two a day. I don't know. It depends on what my fiber intake is. But that being said, I have no shit really to talk because, honestly, I don't... It's a waste of time. It's beneath me. I don't feel the need to even acknowledge them. I don't even know their names. Do they have names? I don't even know. I don't even know what their PSN IDs are. I don't even know if they have PlayStations. Like, they could be playing on PlayStation 3s. They could be playing on Vitas. I don't know. I mean, I have all the platforms from Sony that I can get trophies on my Vita, PS3, and PS4. So, and I have multiple TVs. I'm just going to get platinums all day. And trophies just nonstop. Like, to me, insane. That being said, that's all I really need to say for my piece on that matter. But I'm going to say happy birthday to Donnie, because we share a birthday. So happy birthday. And I'm going to give you a belated birthday present. It's not going to be today. I'm going to give you a birthday present at the end of next month.
That's a blowjob, by the way.
Over... Remember the loot in this trophy war. I'm going to give you my personal guarantee that we're going to win. And if we don't win, we can blame Tricky. That's really it. That's all I have to say.
We plan on doing that anyway.
So that's really it. I have no outro. I don't need an outro, actually. So I'm just going to hit end.
That was okay. Blissfully that was blissfully condescending. I also want to say that I hope his fiber intake isn't that much.
He could have had a little bit of more enthusiasm.
I really hope his fiber intake isn't that much because he'll spend all his time on the toilet if it is.
Two things. One, the fact that he didn't have no junk talk means he's scared. Two, he sounds like a serial killer. That was really terrifying. I'm going to lock you in my basement, and I'm going to tie you down with duct tape, and then I'm going to eat your kidney with fiber beans and a nice Chianti. But don't ever play that again.
What the heck?
I'm going to be so scared going to sleep tonight.
Well, man, I'm looking at Omarion's new hairstyle. He looks such like a high-class fun boy. Well, thank you. Thank you for the birthday wish. Thank you very much. I appreciate it a lot. I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, so B-Button guy, you have been kind of quiet.
I'm here. I'm alive. I've just been taking notes on who I'm going up against in this trophy war, thinking about the games that I can start off with. I'm debating on whether I should just go alphabetical and take every game that I can, starting from A, go all the way to Z, platinum as I go. I don't know just yet, but I know that his MP3, his MP week, whatever you want to call it, will be put to rest after the month of March, and his belated birthday gift will never be delivered because, remember, the loot's going to win. Case closed. Hashtag 2016. Hashtag Trophy War. Bam.
All right, Yield, it's your turn for smack talk.
I don't smack talk. I do mine on the playing field.
Looked like he just yielded to me. Didn't have any smack talk there.
Just yielded to me. Well, all right, I don't really smack talk prior to the actual games. I usually do my smack talking while actually participating in it. So unless we're like Skyping all together while we getting trophy, oh, like, oh baby, you got a trophy in your face. Unless we're doing things like that, I don't really smack talk.
Well, we would, but you don't like PSN. You don't care about us. You don't talk to us online. I tried to hit you up for some Metal Gear Solid online, and you said
when.
Well, I tried to find you. You weren't online.
Well, you didn't search that DTN.
I have you on my friends list.
Wait, you didn't send me no message, buddy. I get it on my phone and on the system. And I didn't even see one.
Well, you know, it don't matter now because your PSN's expiring soon. And
yeah. Oh, no, we can still play Metal Gear online without the PSN.
All right.
No, you can't.
What? I could have sworn they said that in the beginning.
No, they said you could do the FOB missions, but you can't play Metal Gear online.
God dang it, so I'm going to have to cough it up. Dang!
You should cough it up every year regardless.
Nah, man. But dang, I'm mad now because I ain't going to have the money
until
later.
Donnie, if nothing else, the cloud save should be worth your $50.
Don't trust the cloud.
I understand that, but...
the cloud save saved your ass.
It did, and that right there is highly appreciative of that moment, but... Dang, I'm mad. Because I got to get what I can get with the FOBs quick.
if you ask Tricky real nice, he might buy you another year.
No, it's all good. Speaking of that, Plus tried the new Plus game me because I just so happened to like go into like the you know, in the menu or what they call it, the crossbar, the Plus part at the very end. And I just was just... checking around, just looking to see what this is about, because I never went in there. And then I happened to see the renewal option and all that stuff, so I just clicked it. And they had me on automatic renewal. I'm like, you must have tried to new plus me without checking with me first. Like, they tried to get me, so if I didn't check
Donnie, yep. They said that's what they do when you sign up for plus.
Oh, wow. Like I said, I didn't know that. So they tried a new plus.
Surprise!
Yeah, so I checked it off before. I checked it off, but if I didn't go in there ever, I would have been hit with a negative bank account.
All right. Hold on. Pause for 1 second. Sweet Mama D is heading to bed soon, but she wanted to stop by and say something real quick. Hold on.
Right,
happy birthday, Donnie.
Thank you very much.
Say bye.
Bye.
Bye bye. Night night.
Can't see we're doing a show here. God. We got your little kids going on show and all. No, I'm just playing.
Gotta show her gorge.
Go.
Alright, so let's talk a little strategy here, guys, because I don't want details because obviously we're not going to tell you what we're planning to do.
Hey, but, hold on. Before we go there,
yes,
I don't even know if I should say this at this particular moment. It seems like I might be going against my team.
If you're questionable, why don't you type it to me in a separate chat
No, but it's already put out there, though. If it's sayable. No, but it's already put out there. So me not saying it, it's not going to do anything about it at all because it's already been put out to the internet world.
Okay.
But
be afraid. Be very afraid.
It's I'm just going to say I'm dishonored in you, Tricky.
You're dishonored in me? Yes. Why?
The loot know why, but I don't want to say it because, yeah, I just don't want to say it unless somebody else break it out later on in the show, but yeah.
No,
say it. Tricky's a chump. Say it.
Dude, what, Tricky.
What, you mean the export of one of the easiest games in the world?
Yeah, your new level.
I already know about it.
Your new level. I didn't know about it until I listened to last week of the little loop show, and I'm like, I cannot believe he would chump so low.
Look. Here's the thing. Hold on.
I cannot believe
that. We have been told by Daryl that it's anything goes in the war.
If he wants to call
down the thunder from Thor, aka Tricky's video game whoredom, then he's gonna get it. I hear that spades. So much.
I hear what you say, anything goes, but man, am I like the one of the few very like real life honorable people who are walking the face of the earth?
Donnie. And I'm not just talking about in a video game. Love and war, baby.
I'm not just talking about in video games, like the way I live my life. Like, am I like for real like one of the few people who are walking the earth that is honorable about their life? That is like wild, Tricky.
Okay, let's address this for a second.
What, the elephant in the room?
First of all, they're not stackable. I can't import and get multiple platinums. I said that to throw off and to test the loyalty of Mr. Frosty, because I said it while he was on the show with us. And Frosty immediately ran back to the loot crew and said, Tricky told me not to tell you this, but
what'd you say it was gonna happen?
So Frosty ran back and told the Poot Crew, which was my intention. But then we had a fan who messaged me on Facebook, who I'm going to leave nameless because I'm not gonna call him out like that. Who said, "Hey, you know that you can't stack these, right?" I'm like, "Of course I do." He said, "Then why'd you tell him that?" I said, "It's all gamemanship to get them on their heels, to get them worried."
No, I went.
And then he turns around and goes, "Oh, okay." And then runs back to the loot crew and goes, "Yo, Tricky's just messing with you.
He's our spy.
Call him out.
No, you ain't got to call him out. Listen, you told me that. I went and ran and told my team, and we laughed.
I laughed when I listened to it on the show. I'm like, I can't believe he would dishonor my. I feel so dishonored, and I'm not even the one that's doing it.
So let me ask you this question, Donnie. Let's say they were stackable, and we come down to March 31st, and we're tied at like 30 platinums apiece. And my second or third Hannah Montana platinum gets us a 31. You would not accept the victory because it's double Hannah Montana?
Nope.
I would accept the victory like Tom Brady does all of his Super Bowl rings.
Like I said, I didn't
cheat. I was just on the team that cheated. See how that works?
Well, no, hold on. Is it even cheating,
so you're
though?
Now.
If you go into your PlayStation and you start like alternate where you can just input the number of platinums you have, that's cheating.
But the way this world is, I know it's a very, very extremely hard world, and people don't care about honor. Not even the honorable people care about honor anymore.
Hold on. Here's one thing I need to ask. I just thought of this. Cross-buy games, like Sly Cooper, 4, Thieves in Time.
Double platinums count.
Seriously?
Yes.
No, that should not count.
That is, it's a platinum.
No, so what? You're playing like one game and getting two platinums? No.
Not at all. That's a little handy.
No, we're not doing that.
No. The rules state.
I don't give a shit what the rules state. We're changing them now.
We hear you, Tricky. We hear you. We not. We're not trying to stop you because I doubt that we can stop you because we never stopped you before. But I'm just saying, like, wow, that is like
if I play a certain game that all I have to do is play it once and get a total of 3 platinums, yeah, I'm gonna do it because all 3 platinums are gonna count.
Not at all. No, we're not doing that. Like I'm saying now, that's not it.
We need Daryl here to.
It's gonna get done. So it's gonna get done. Because it's gonna get done because most of the loot are chumps too.
How?
Y'all already
explain
admitted to
me. Explain
but,
to
but
me.
Y'all already admitted to, you know, the chump method is a method because it's a game. It's a game of a game of a game. So as long as it's a game, whether it's on this version or the overseas version, it's still the game. Y'all already made that known.
Look, if you have already played a game and you get play that game again to get a platinum, okay, fine. You played that game, and per game you're playing, you're getting 1 platinum. If you play one game and get 2 or 4 platinums, no, that's bullshit. That should be a rule that you cannot do that.
I agree that to the definition of trophy whore was that you can chump your way into trophies by playing the cheat games. That was acceptable. I never said that I was a chump. I don't play like no, I'm not
I,
a
I
huge.
Didn't, I didn't say all of or the loot. I said most of the loot said.
Okay.
Not all of the loot. And yes, right. Yes, I am a what we say a chump. I just due to the games that I play. And yes, I still hold or stand by my reasons of why I play those games because yes, I'm. If it comes, I'm going to play Kung Fu Panda 3, and I like the movie, and that's the reason why I play those type of games. All right. I like
hold
the movie,
on.
And I'm getting it.
Pause 1 second. Daryl is back at his microphone. Daryl, we need a ruling as far as the head of the loot crew.
Brooklyn.
Now, Alex has brought up a scenario for the war, and we need to know how you feel about it. If you play a game that is cross-save, and by playing the game one time, you can pop 2 platinums. Should both platinums count in the war?
I'm sorry, my vice president is a champ.
I never denied it, though. I got no shame in my platinum game. Here's the way I see it. If it pops, it counts. Now, if I will say this. I will not ever say your platinums do not count, and I will add that. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you're going to do, that's what you're going to do. But be warned, if that's what you do, I will be relentless in the way I come at you. So there is a consequence for every action. So if you want to go and take a game that you've already platinumed and load your little crawl save and pop your little second plat, if that's what you have to do to be a contender, then go for it, bro.
The scenario is because one of the reasons Alex says that he has, 67 platinums?
I know, 60 whatever. 65
and 64 games.
65 and 64 is because he didn't try, but he popped a second platinum in Sly Cooper 4. If one of us was to go play Sly Cooper 4 and then, you know, get the plat legitimately in the month of March and then use our Vita to do the cross save to pop the other platinum, should both platinums count is the question.
All trophies matter.
So here's why I brought it up. Because, quite frankly, I don't want to see that happen. I think if you play a game, you get 1 trophy for that game. You don't get 2. You don't get 3. You play a game, you get a platinum per game.
Let's vote on it. We can vote on it.
Okay. We don't have T-Bird here, so let me...
If he didn't show up, he don't count. Let's just
if he ain't here, he's
cool. All right, well, there's 7 people here, so I will cast a deciding vote if it needs to be. Go down the line. Donnie, should both platinums count?
Wait,
yes or no?
Hold on, wait. This already politic out this world.
I agree, with Donnie. I say we. I don't think we should have a vote. I think if it pops, it counts. No, all trophies matter.
Donnie
Let's
didn't
just
say
go
that
with.
Vote.
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying we got.
I'm a spokesperson. He hasn't read his. He hasn't read his.
Donnie, yes or no? Should it count?
Of course, it's no on me.
Alex,
no, it should not count.
Yield,
no.
Daryl.
Abso-freaking-lutely. It's a freaking trophy.
Yes.
B-Button.
Yes.
Well, I guess we know which strategy they're taking.
Exactly. And we know B-Button only say that because on the protest.
Tricky. It's up to you. You're actually the deciding vote.
I'm
going to stay loyal with my whore brothers and say no.
Erroneous! Erroneous! That's
You know what? Dude, I'm calling T-Bird right
Tricky,
now.
It's okay. You can say
call T-Bird.
You can say yes, but I know we're going to do it.
Put T-Bird's
anyway.
Phone number in the chat. I'll call him, and he can be added to this call.
Tricky, he ain't going
to
answer.
Tricky, it's okay. I know you're going to do it anyway, even though you're trying to stay loyal.
Forget T-Bird. He's off beaten off the anime.
Just
you know
do
what?
It. Beaten off the anime.
He's pounding his butt, and he ain't got time for the show. Come on.
I brought on our fifth member here. I don't know if he has his recording going, so we're just going to have to listen to him because it probably won't be the show. Mr. Lucia himself, Mr. Ion Vane, can you hear us, sir?
Oh, this guy.
Yes, we can hear you. Now, I don't know that your voice will make the final show, so we're going to have to listen to your answer. If the way it works... If during the war, if you pop like in Sound Shapes, play the game one time and pop three platinums, should all three platinums count, or should just you get the one platinum count in the war?
No, that wasn't the argument.
Yes, because you can play it one time on the PlayStation 4, cross save it over to the PS3, cross save it over to the Vita, and each.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, we weren't talking about cross-saving. We're talking about actually playing the game, right? Or was it...
No, we were talking cross-saving. If you play the game legit, let's say you play Season 1 of Walking Dead on PlayStation 3, get the Platinum. Turn around, play it on the PlayStation 4, get the Platinum. Those Platinums count. You played through the game, you did all the collectibles, yada, yada, yada. Those
I thought we were talking
count.
About.
No. We're talking cross-save. We're talking you play the game once, Platinum... Upload your save to another game, Platinum. You didn't even turn it on except just to upload the save file.
The hell with that?
See? There, all right. Even one of the loot guys.
Hold on, Lucia. Okay, Lucia, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to interrupt you, but like I said, I don't know if your voice is going to make the show, so I'm going to repeat what you say. Go ahead. With DC Universe Online, because he's currently playing it. If you load up DCUO on the PlayStation 4 from the PS3, because it's cloud saved, all the trophies pop on the PlayStation 4 version of it. That's one game that should also count as one, he says. Thank you, Lucia. Okay, Lucia, thank you for being on the show. I'm going to cut you off right now just so we can wrap it up. But before you go, happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday. Merry freaking birthday. Holla, 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 holla.
All right, so, Frosty, now that you fully understand, do you want to change your vote to a no or a yes?
No, I ain't changing my vote. What are you thinking this is?
you just...
Okay, first, I thought the argument was... Because I'm with Donnie. I'm all about that honor system, right? I get real trophies, not like you guys. You get the chump trophies. Listen, all right. I thought we were talking about actually playing the game. I didn't know y'all
were
talking about
crossing. We're just talking about just turning on the system and letting the other trophies pop.
That's straight garbage. That's not earning trophies.
So you want to change your vote then?
Oh, the whole if it pops it.
If it pops, it counts.
Well, that is what your boy Daryl is proposing
so
there.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, it technically doesn't matter if I change my vote anyway because y'all still won because it's 4-3.
Well, no. If you change your vote, Tricky doesn't have to cast his.
Also, if you change your vote, it's a landslide, so.
Well, I mean, I'm not changing my vote.
I will go down with this ship. I will die on this hill. If it pops, it counts. All trophies matter.
I will go down. You know what's going to happen is Daryl's going to get close to us as a team. The Luke crew's going to get close to us, and then Daryl's going to lose because we decided not to count him. He's going to go, no, I won. All trophies count.
All trophy counts matter.
But you know what?
You guys can take away whatever you want, whatever lets you sleep at night.
If it comes to a close loss like that, then we can go down swing and say that we hung with the big boys. Kind of like Rocky.
Now, my other question for you is, Daryl, you did say all systems are playable.
Yeah. With Vita, PS3, PS4, whatever you got, if it pops, it counts all trophies.
Now, that is understandable.
We have two members on our team that do not own a Vita. Do you have any members of your team that do not own a Vita?
Yeah, B Button, Game Squad, and Frosty. We got three members on our team that don't.
So do you want to disqualify the Vita trophies?
Free no. Man.
Why would you? They're still playing a game at the same time. Like, they still have access to that console, to a console at some point. So.
Yeah, and it's like every battle don't have equal amounts of players, but they still go out swinging and fighting.
All right, we'll play by the rules. You done caged this eagle.
Daryl, are you going with us?
Yeah, but I don't wanna.
I will play my games as I intended to play my games. And when this is all said and done and the dust clears, and you guys have your tails tucked between your legs, you're going to know that not only did I lay the smack down, but you also added all these ridiculous stipulations, and I still overcame.
All right, just for the record, how are you tracking trophies?
PSN profiles.
Okay, so this is a notice to all members of the war. The war officially starts Tuesday night.
Monday night
going into Tuesday.
Yeah.
So Tuesday morning.
Now, there are a couple things we do need to go ahead and clarify since we're taking votes and, you know what I'm saying, making all these ridiculous rules. All right. 12:01 midnight, you know what I'm saying, Monday night. That's when this thing starts. And it ends. What? It ends 11:59 on March 31st. All right. If you have not synced up by, you know what I'm saying, 11:59, it doesn't count. Like, whatever comes on PSN profiles after the fact, that's the only way we can have a checks and balances. It doesn't count. Now, as far as rarity goes, because the bronze trophy is most trophies, the silver trophy, and for those of you who haven't been paying attention, I am legitimately making trophies for this war.
And, we already established this.
Right. Silver trophy is a rarest trophy. Gold trophy is most platinums, and Tricky and I have been kind of kicking around the fourth category.
Well, we agreed that the winner of the war wins the platinum trophy.
So y'all,
whoever wins two out of three categories.
Team trophy. I think that would be a good idea for the platinum trophy.
Whatever team wins the war in two out of three categories wins the platinum trophy.
Once again, I will die with my ship disagreeing with everyone.
Now, Daryl, I want to ease your mind a little bit here, because when it comes time to have to ship the trophies to the members of the horse, I will pay half the shipping cost for you.
Oh, God, look at this guy.
If you do sync on April 1st, PSN Profiles does keep track of the trophies that were earned on March 31st. So even if you sync after the 1st, the trophies still will count on the 31st. So I would say we need to go up to on April 2nd is when we need to go on PSN profiles and check everybody's counts to give PSN profiles a chance to update.
All right. And then we should definitely do a show where we all get together and we talk about the spoils of the war.
And you guys can do your concession speeches.
Right. I will actually read the Trophy Horse eulogy. Because this will be right. The last episode of the Trophy.
All right, with all that being said, let's close out the show, Dottie.
Yes. Does we have the smack-a-loot? Because Trophy Horse is smack-a-loot.
No, it's smack-a-poot. It's smack-a-poot.
Smack-a-poot. Because Trophy Horse is smack-a-poot. Yes.
ProofofGamer.com is looking for staff members. Welcome for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reports, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in applying, go to ProofofGamer.com, fill out the application on the Help Wanted tab, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to check out all of our articles and all of our videos. Speaking of our videos can be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proven Gamer. Also, on our Twitch page, you can go watch past broadcasts. I think it's 60 days after the broadcast there, Frosty.
Up to 60 days.
That sounds right.
Yes.
If you're Turbo, it's 60.
Yeah, all the really good ones are going on YouTube anyway, so.
Yeah. Which means any videos of me popping trophies during the month of March will be on YouTube.
Hey, before we go any further, I do challenge the rest of these trophy nuggets to get involved on this streaming stuff. I mean, come on, you guys, you know, Tricky and Donnie, mainly Tricky on this one, carry the weight of you guys. You know, show up, you know what I'm saying, do a little bit, a good service for PG, do some streaming, act like you care, you know. You're going to lose, so at least
I feel like B-Button Guy is not too confident because he's not saying much.
I'm very confident.
It sounds like it.
How about you show some enthusiasm?
Woo! He said no!
Slap my butt and call me Sally. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways to get a hold of us. Yield, what is the phone number?
330-PROVEN-9, 330-776-8369.
Now, Puku, I will be testing you during this housekeeping, so you better know this information. If you want to get a hold of us, you can also send us an email, trophyhorrors@provengamer.com. You can contact us on Twitter, the site @ProvenGamer. You can contact the show @TrophyHorrors. You can contact me @TrickyMick. You can contact Donnie @YoungTwist. You can contact Yield @IYieldToNoOne. You can contact Alex whenever the hell I get him back on Twitter @SaundersaurusRex.
Yes! You can contact... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm watching the trailer to Death Battle.
No, maybe we don't want. Maybe we don't want to know what you're watching there, Donnie.
No. Oh, you guys have to hear this because this is a great battle. You know about Death Battle from Screw Attack? Watch it. Yes. Season 3 is coming in March. They're doing a Bayonetta versus Dante, and that will be a dogged battle. I say I love Dante, but I think Bayonetta is going to murder the guy.
You can contact Frosty at...
You can find me on Twitter @MetalGearFrosty. Yeah.
And you can contact Mr. Resident Daryl at...
@ProvenGamer, Podcast Champion of the World on Twitter. @ProvenGamer, Podcast Champion of the World on PSN. @ProvenGamer, Podcast Champion of the World on Xbox Live. And @ProvenGamer, Podcast Champion of the World, Suck It Sonosaurus Rex on Twitch. Or at Resident Daryl, whichever one you prefer.
And B-Button Guy.
B-Button Guy across all boards, PSN, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, email, Gmail, Ymail, anything mail. Bam.
You know, you say mail like you actually are a mail.
I am a mail.
That's not what I heard.
No comment, because I was about to get, like, real salty.
If you're listening to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. But be sure to check out our other podcast, Remember the Loot.
Loot.
PG Spoilers. Loot. And Whatever Talk. Now remember, that is LOOT, not LUT.
Homie, don't play that.
What you gonna do, brother, when Remember the Loot runs wild on you?
All the podcasts can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and your various podcast applications on your smart devices, and including Google Play whenever they launch their podcast services. We will update you when that happens. If you are listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, be sure to stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and let us know how good of a job we're doing. And if you could, go leave a rating on the Loot Crew's iTunes feed and let them know the smackdown that we're going to lay on their candy asses in this war. Now, I'm kind of winging this a little bit because I actually haven't done this before, but as Yield alluded to last week, we have some PlayStation 4 communities. I know the Loot Crew has one. How can they find your PlayStation community online, guys?
Go on the PS4, go to Friends, go to Communities, and type in Remember the Loot, and you'll find us. You'll see the ninja carrying the bag of trophies.
Oh!
Representing all the trophies that we're going to win in March.
All aboard the trophy train!
There's also a Proven Gamer community, and unfortunately because of the parental restrictions on the PlayStation 4,
the PC.
We actually could not make a Trophy Horse community, so there is the T-Dubs Brothel, which is the official Trophy Horse PlayStation 4
still
community.
Still referencing those whores with the brothel.
That actually sounds like a real place.
They let brothel go through, but they won't let whores go through. I don't understand that.
That does sound like a real place too, by the way.
All whores matter.
All whores matter.
It's okay. After this war, they're gonna change their name anyways. They're gonna be the they're gonna also get to X-Bone. It's gonna be X-Bone Hoochies.
Yeah, okay.
You've already done it. You haven't even told your team that you switched sides. You're a switch hitter up in this piece.
They know I've been playing X-Bone.
That's right. Go ahead and get warm and comfortable, because that is your new home after March.
That is going to bring us to the end of our housekeeping, but we do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor is Extra Life. Alex, tell us all about Extra Life.
Extra Life is a wonderful charity event, an annual charity event. Is it this year, Tricky, on November 7th? November 5th? November 5th. It's actually going to be a 25-hour event this year. And what you do basically is you go online to the website, you sign up to play on your own. You can play on a team, or you can create your own team. We, for instance, at Trophy Horse, have a team of our own. So if you'd like to come join us, we're happy to have anyone who wants to join our ranks. And once you sign up, you start collecting donations, sponsorships, really, from friends, coworkers, family, whoever's comfortable donating, lump sums, per hourly, however you want to do it. And you pick a Children's Miracle Network hospital of your choice, and every single cent that you collect, 100% goes to the Children's Miracle Network hospital that you choose to represent.
All right. You'll tell us about our GoFundMe.
Go to GoFundMe.com/ProvenGamer. Got some trophy themed donations. Tricky will actually platinum a good game.
I'm going to do that in March.
Yeah.
All right. And we have one other sponsor, B Button Guy. Who are we sponsored by?
Amazon.
That was weak. Frosty, who are we sponsored by?
Amazon!
That was like Tarzan-like.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, would, each and every time you shop on Amazon, stop by Proving Gamer first, click on any Amazon link, and continue to do normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. With all that being said, let's close out the show, because this actually has been a long show that I expected it to be, but it's been very good. So let's close out the show with some shout-outs. Let's start with Yield. Yield your shout-out, sir.
Oh, shout-out to the fans for listening. Shout-out to you guys for recording. And I'll go ahead and give a shout-out to the Loot Crew for trying to keep up with us.
B-Button Guy, your shout-outs.
Shout out to all the listeners, not watchers. I got it right this time. Shout out to everyone who's going to follow the Trophy War, because, you know, Loot's going to show up and be victorious by the end of it. Shout out to, you know, all of us, because we're awesome and it's all in good fun. Hashtag awesomeness.
Alex, your shout outs.
As always, I want to follow in Yield's footsteps and thank the fans, the listeners, even the people who come to the website, especially the people who come to the website and read the stuff that we put up. It's easy to go download it on iTunes or have it automatically download, but to come to Proven Gamer or even go and hit that Amazon link or just read some stuff, we really appreciate you guys for that. That's an extra step that we do certainly thank you all for. I want to give a shout out to the Remember the Loot Crew for coming on and talking a little smack with us, having a little fun with us. We appreciate you guys spending your time with us. Ric Flair, I'm sorry, Bret Hart, The Rock, Daryl too. Thank all you guys for coming on and just spending a couple hours with us and leading this train of insanity somewhere to the Trophy War, which of course commences on Tuesday. I want to give a shout out to my team members, Iron Vane. I Yield to No One, Donnie, a.k.a. Young Twist, and then Tricky. Let's bring this one home. Let's bring one home for the Trophy Horse, boys. Let's do it for the Gipper. Rudy, yes. Sean Astin, the Goonies. All right. I also want to give a shout out to my lovely girlfriend, Christina, who is supporting me and supporting Trophy Wars, of course, in the war, supports Proven Gamer, supports Trophy Wars. So I just want to say thank you very much, baby, for always being so supportive.
All right, Frosty.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Trophy Horse and to my team. Remember the loot. May the best team win. That'll be a... we'll see. Shout-out to my lovely wife in the next room.
Wait. Did you say we'll see, or did you call me a wussy?
Hey, well, choose.
He called you a wussy.
He probably said both.
Shout-out to my lovely wife, who is in the next room and has had to endure me yelling. obscenities into my mic. Shout out to all the fans. Thank you so much for
listening. You're scaring the kids too.
Yeah. But yeah. May the best team win. Looking forward to it, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. And I want to give a shout out to the goddess, the sweet Mama D. I want to give a shout out to the Poot crew for showing up and actually trying to brave and keep up with us. I want to give a shout-out to Donnie because it is his birthday. I want to give a shout-out to Iron Vane, a.k.a. Lucia. It's also his birthday. And before I turn it over to Donnie for his shout-outs, I want to give a twerp you to Mr. Tancredi. You know who you are. Donnie, your shout-outs.
Before I start off with my shout-outs, I just want a question. I don't want no explanations why, because it is late on the show. A question about our show, my show, Whatever Talk. Who can win in a death battle? This is a question that's going on, that's going to be in the next show. Who can win in a death battle between Jean Grey and Scarlet Witch? Before you answer, there is no Phoenix involved because that is two separate beings. Just Jean Grey, just Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch.
Jean Grey.
Okay, 2-2.
2-2. Yield, what's your vote?
I'll go with my first inclination. We'll say Scarlet Witch.
Okay. Bet those. Scarlet Witch will win, in my opinion. But, okay, that's all I want
to
say.
All right, so 4-2. Go ahead, Donnie, your
shout-outs. All right. My shout-outs is I want to first thanks everybody who wished me Merry Birthday. I appreciate it. I do a lot. And moving on to the listeners, thank you guys for listening to the show. What Alice said, that is a extra effort that you guys are going to the actual site and looking things over, stuff like that. Actually putting the brain to use in reading those little words that's there. And I want to give a shout out to my family. Thank you for the diabetes you're going to give me with the whole super... bag of candy that you gave me.
Appreciate
it. Scarlet Witch all the way.
And my shout out DLC is I want to give a shout out to Rick and Michonne. You got jungle fever. So if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Check it later.
Show up. Show out. Show up. Show out.
You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks for getting listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.